A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington this Sunday, March the 20th, 2022. And welcome to this special edition of Live Talk, where we'll be discussing about preparation for the forthcoming by-elections. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on Studio 7, we're talking about preparations for the forthcoming by-elections to be held on March the 26th. This weekend, the country's political parties held rallies in different parts of the country to drum up the last bit of support for the elections.
And today, the leader of the Citizens Coalition of Zimbabwe, Nelson Chamisa, held a rally in Mashingo where he urged his supporters to vote for his party's candidates in the by-election to be held on Saturday. He said his party was ready to change the lives of Zimbabweans when it's voted into power in 2023.
Let's take a listen at what Chamisa said at today's rally. The video is courtesy of the party spokesperson, Fadzai Mahere.
My camera is not lighting up.
We were seeing their visuals of the ZANU-PF party, but we will get back to the visuals of the Citizens Coalition for Change video from Fadzai Mahere, the spokesperson. That there was the leader of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Nelson Chamisa, speaking at a rally in Mashingo today. The video is courtesy of the party spokesperson, Fadzai Mahere.
And the leader of ZANU-PF, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, also held a rally in Binga, where he promised to provide more services to the people of his area and apologized for the way government had not prioritized them in the past.
Let's now listen to what President Emmerson Mnangagwa said yesterday. And this video is courtesy of the Ministry of Information.
Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe, aunze a team yeku ministry department ye registry yezvitupa vabuye kuno vagare kuno chief by chief vachipa zvitupa hazvinei kuti ubvunzo kuti baba vako ndiyai mai vako ndiyai riko chakamhara aiwa. Your government, Nanakuma, your Lemeres, Ramanis, in your own server, Katiba Legation. I'm where I'm going to get my money. I'm ready for a good minute. Kambo, good Jatana, you do to Logo Muniga. Zimbabwe yakasununuka 1980 pamakore akawanda anodarika makumi matatu tina president wamugabe hatina kuwana nguva dzakawanda dzatakasvika kuno ndoda kuti mutiregerere kunge tanga tisingauyi kuno. As you ban us, Master Marcia.
I am out in Indiana, India. So, I read Amiana, Imagumia, Akatu, Amiana. Tell us, it was Wabio Uno. Petino, it was Vasunu. Nema, Uno to Mona.
That there was the president of ZANU-PF and the president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, speaking in Binga. The video is courtesy of the Ministry of Information.
And the campaign for the by-election has been marred, however, by violence, with the Citizens for Coalition for Change losing one of its members in Kwekwe. The CC member, Mboneni Ncube, was allegedly killed by ZANU-PF activists at the rally. Recently, another member, Godfrey Karembera, known as Mazibaba Veshanduko, was brutalized at the hands of the police a few days ago. The government issued a statement that those who committed this crime had been arrested. Now, let's take a look at how the mood was within the different parties at their rallies, at their garnered, as they were garnering for the last bit of support before the actual elections for the by-elections next week on Saturday. We were seeing there what was happening at the CCC rally in Mashingo, where we've seen music is really taking a center stage in all these rallies. But let's also take a look at what was happening to the ZANU-PF party at their own rally.
That there was the mood at the ZANU-PF rally yesterday in Binga. To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com and at www.voashona.com and at www.voandebele.com. And don't forget, we are live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So if you are on VOA Shona, please share the live stream. If you are on VOA Ndebele, do the same, and also VOA Studio 7. But PJ, before we go in language, I understand we have one of our guests who has been holding patiently, who will also be at this by-election, but she is a new kid on the block, so to speak. She just launched a new political party, but we understand we have her on the phone right now. So let's go over to our guest. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Please introduce yourself and the name of your party so our listeners and viewers can learn who you are and what you are bringing to the table for Zimbabweans.
Thank you so much. Yes, indeed, to Wanawatete, we're the youngest political party, I think, that is actively participating in the by-election. My name is Elizabeth Valerio. I serve as the president of the United Zimbabwe Alliance, also known as UZA. We were formed in May 2021. So on the 29th of May is when we officially formed as a political party, but just a few days ago, on the 16th of March, we had an official launch, but we are actively participating in the by-elections. We have four candidates that are contesting.
So what do you think your chances will be? We see that, you know, you're new to the game and everybody else who is in this game has been there for a while now.
Yes, it's a very unusual situation we find ourselves in because there are a lot of very established players. But I think Zimbabwe is ripe for change. As I've said, we were formed 9 months ago, but we are not new to the Zimbabwean people. We've actually spent the last 9 months, we've been meeting the citizens of Zimbabwe, hearing from them, shaping our priorities, our agenda as a political party based on the input we've been receiving from the citizens. So I believe our chances are really strong. We have taken a very different position in preparing for the election. We've been spending a lot of time having one-on-one conversations with the voters. We've been spending time getting to understand what their views are, what their concerns are. And in speaking to them, we're finding that most of them had been disillusioned. They had felt that there were not too many options available for them in terms of the current political options that they had. So we're very optimistic and looking forward to doing as much as we can over the coming days to reach more and more citizens. I think the only challenge we have is not enough time, but we're excited and we're looking forward to seeing the outcome of the election.
But some may argue that you might be splitting the vote when we have so many opposition parties. What's your take on that?
Yes, a lot of people do say that. And I think if you really look at the previous elections, if you look at 2018, a lot of voters opted not to show up at the polls. They chose not to vote, seemingly because they did not believe in either one of the options that were available. Our nation has been very polarized. People feel like they are two extremes. And we as UZA are positioning ourselves as that middle ground. We are focused fully, 100%, on the citizens and what their interests are, what it is that they are looking for in the future Zimbabwe. And so we don't believe we're splitting votes. We believe that there are first-time voters coming to the polls who will be making a choice for a very different Zimbabwe from what they've been given in terms of options for the past 40 years.
Is there a 50-50 representation in your party? We haven't seen the hierarchy or the list of people that are in the executive empowering women.
So as a new political party, when we formed in 2021 in May, we were actually appointed as an interim executive directorate and interim leadership for the United Zimbabwe Alliance. We still have many positions or posts within our leadership that have not been occupied yet or not been appointed. We've decided primarily to focus on grassroots mobilization and building structures from the poll station level, from the ward level, and, you know, growing up. So at the present moment, we do have representation of three women, and we have four men. So we're not exactly 50-50, but we are led by a woman, and we have very strong leadership from the women that are represented. Our treasurer is a female and also the leader of our women's wing. So we do certainly look at in all of the establishing of the structures throughout UZA, in all of the provinces, we emphasize equality and ensuring that women are given an equal opportunity to represent the citizenry and to ensure that their voice is heard. We also very strongly stand for the youth, and we try to ensure that youth are given leadership in terms of genuine leadership and a voice in terms of shaping the agenda that we are putting before the people of Zimbabwe. So it's a very inclusive government in waiting. We are believing and, you know, ensuring that those who have not had a voice in the past will now finally have the chance to be very visible and contributing positively to the future of our country.
Mm-hmm. PJ, I think we have our other guest, but I hear that they've dropped, so we will continue. I think we can go in language, PJ.
Stand by on the line, Ms. Valerio. We're going to come back to you later on in the program. Siyalambulela zihlobo uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje uhlelo as All a Live Talk, a special edition. Lapho ke esixoxa ngama by-elections abalabo abakhankasayo sizuleka ekuvulweni kohlelo lamhlanje inkokheli yamabandla ehlukeneyo sebesiya to the last mile vele sokusiya ku touchline khathesi yikho ke bavuke kumbe ngithi baphume ijumo bonke abe CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa kade le rally yakhe umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa laye ube le rally yakhe eZanu PF edinga ke usekelo kuma by elections khona ngale ngasebhinga lapho acineke khona esekhuluma la ngesitonga njalo ke siyalinxusa ukuthi siphathisane kulolu hlelo sibone ukuthi kwenzakalani kumkhankaso lowo wama by elections ukhetho olwenziwa ukuthi kuthathwe ke abantu abazathatha izikhundla ezachiwa zingasela bantu kuma council kanye ke ledale leparliament lolu khetho olwenziwa ngomgqibelo mhla ka 26 Mbimbitho 2022.
Aiwa, PJ, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu che Live Talk Special Edition. Chatiri kukupai kubva kuma studios edu ku Washington. Nasi tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pegadziriro yesarudzo yemabai elections. Tinoona kuti mabai elections aya achange ariko nemusi wemugovera musi wa March 26. Asi takusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Tiri kuona isu zvizhinji zviri kuitika pari zvino mukutsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti ndiani achawani kwa iye achiwana mavota akawanda panga vaipari pamakanzura kana pane ma MPs. Saka taona nasi Batore Citizens Coalition for Change richita iro musangano wayo mukuru kumasvingo uko taona va Nelson Chamisa vachitambirwa nechaunga vachitaurawo zvakare kuti ivo pari zvino vakatogadzirira zvekuti kana nyika ichida kuona mutakunanzva ngaiwanikwe ichivavhotera muna 2023 tikavaona zvakare vachikurudzira vatsigiri vavo kuti vawanikwe vachivhotera makanzura avo nema MPs vari kuwanikwa ivo vachikwikwidza nemusi wa March 26. Taona zvakare vanhu vakawanda vanga vari pa musangano iwoyu wanhasi asi nezuro takaonawo bato reZANU PF richiwanikwa richiita musangano waro kubhinga uko takaona mutungamiri wenyika uyezve vari mutungamiri weZANU PF vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti vakakumbira ruregerero kuvanhu vebhinga vachiti ivo vanoziva kuti hurumende yanga isati yanyatsowanikwa ichipa rutsigiro rakakura munzvimbo iyi asi mukuenderera mberi vachawanikwa vachiita izvi asi tichitarisa zvakare kuti mugadziriro iyi yemabai election taona muine mhirizhonga yakawanda pane mutsigiri weMDC Alliance akawanikwa achishayika kubva kurali yavo yekukwekwe tikazoona zvakare mumwe mutsigiri weCCC achiwanikwa zvakare achirohwa zvakaipisisa ari mumaoko emapurisa vanozikanwa nezita rekuti madzibaba veshanduko kana kuti Godfrey Karembera. Saka tiri kuona kuti ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika panyaya iyoyi yekutsvaga rutsigiro rwekuti ndiani achawanikwa achitora masisa akawanda mungave muri mukanzuru kana kumabai elections. Saka tange tiine vanyarikani vedu ipo pano tiri kutarisira zvakare kuti tinge tiine mutungamiri webato reCitizens Coalition for Change vachamisa tiri kuvatarisira kuti vange vari pano ipo pa program ino nhasi saka kana muine mubvunzo ibvai manyora pamapage edu muchitaura kuti muda kuti tivabvunze kuti chii pavachange vari pachironga PJ.
Yes, sesilo munye njalo osi khomileyo lapha uhlelo lwethu ongumhlonitshwa nkosikhona Dibiti siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu sanibonani.
Yebo ba. Lina yini elise khona ngapho ngase Zimbabwe akobulawayo lasemaphandleni ezabelweni zonke zemandebeleni lihamba lisenza inhlelo ezokubhalisela ukuvota, libona njani umumo unjani khona ngapho ukukhankasela ama-by elections lawa? Siboneke kusiba lobudlwangudlwangu kubhubha omunye oyedwa oyimsekeli we-CCC ekhwekhwe, njalo kuliviki edluleyo kutshwaye kwabhaxabulwa omunye njalo umsekeli we-CCC okuthiwa ngumathi baba. So likubona njani khona ngapho nxa likhanyele umumo?
Umumo unzima, engakutsho ukuthi kalalo ngokuthula umboneni ncuzi wababugaba ubuhlungu kakhulu njengenhlanganiso esikhakasa kakhulu ezalulenzimafedi abantu babhalise ikakhulu kubhoke njalo bephatheke ehlelweni elingathi ngeze-electoral processes zonke. Kusuka kube nzima kakhulu izinto ezenzekalayo kwezobangazwe kweze-politics elizweni, ngoba nizathola ukuthi khona lokho yizo izinto ezenza ukuthi abantu bangasukumeli phezulu nxa sokufika endabeni zokhetho. Yizindaba ezi-violence zona lezi ezokufama abantu, ezokubhaxabulwa abantu bethawa, izinto esizizwa esiyo zasebrandiyaze lathi zekhe ephume yayo ebantwini. Kodwa sesibona ukuthi khona lokho abantu ukuthi abasela confidence ye-process yonke, njalo abantu abakwazi ukuthi are they free and safe ukuthi baparticipate entweni ezinjengezidana lezi zokhetho, kumbe umuntu azikhethele ibandla futhi ukuthi alixhase ngoba lisupport. Kusuka kube nzima kakhulu, especially kithi esingekho kwezombangazo kodwa esikhuluma nama-citizens ukuthi bafundise ukuthi ukuphatheka enhlelweni ezijene elizweni ziqakatheke kanganani. Yiyo imibuzo ekwakhona naleyo ukuthi sizaphatheka kanjani xa abantu bechawa kangaka, sizaphatheka kanjani nenzaneasenhayiwe. So kusenza ukuthi kube le nalesi sivota aphathi, especially ngapha emathekeleleni zezini. Sikhuluma kunje, so kuzaba lohlelo olwe-delimitation, yiyo lathi i-message ade siyiphushe ebantwini kusati izabelo ezizaqunywa lapha sisebenzise lama-constitutions abalutshwane ukuthi sithumele abantu ephalamenti abalutshwane. But i-mood yakhona iphansi kakhulu, sike saba ne-red show nje ekhaya vothi sisebenza ne-electoral resource center izolo sizama ukuthi sigijimagijime kuma-constituencies lama-wards lapho kuzaba ama-by-elections ngefikilona lele efikile. Kodwa isimanga ukuthi khona abantu abaningi ngane abakuthatheli phezulu ukuphathisiphele ukuphatheka uhlelo lolu lwama-by-elections, ngoba imessage yethu izolo beyukuthi go out and vote. Yes, abantu ababhalisa kathesi ngo-February nike bevota, kodwa sithi ababhalisayo kudala bose bangakwanisa ukuthi baphatheke kuma-by-elections wona la esikhayelane lawo ikakhulu ngeviki amafika ngamalanga amalutshwane asesele kathesi. Kodwa akula energy leyana sisitide, akula esingathi khona ngumfuthi ukuthi abantu bakhangelele ukuthi baphatheke ehlelweni lezi, kutho ukuthi kuzaba nzima. Sesizabona nje ukuthi ayi-turn out izaba njani, but ngingazikhangela nje ngemuva nyana sele ama-by-elections abantu abathatheli phezulu kakhulu. So sesifisa ukuthi kungabe kule nhlelo ezingaba homegrown ezi-grassroot ukuthi ezisewadini lapho kule wadi kulama-elections khona kube le nhlelo ezokukhuthaza abantu njengalokhu kade sikuzama izona. Kodwa sesibona ukuthi izinto zoyalezi esikhuluma ngazo ezokutshawa kwabantu, ezokuthi imihlangano yokuhlangana khona abantu ngezombangazwe, abantu abakho-free, abantu abakho-safe, kuyagezelela futhi ukuthi abantu bangabi ngesiki esingathi i-interest ukuphatheka endleleni ezidingalezo.
Ikanti-ke ngathi vele inhloso yenu liqalisa vele lalithagethe abesifazana kanye labasakhulayo, kulokuvumela yini, kulokuphakamela phezulu yini ukuthi abantu bayebhalisela ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota?
Hey, isike sazama ukuthi senze imshelo ezijeneyo ikakhulu ade sikhangelele ukuthi sisebenze ikakhulu esingathi nama-festivals abantu abatsha. Kodwa sikunazelele ukuthi khona abantu abatsha okuqaka kusemqoka kibo ngumsebenzi osekusemqoka kibo ukuthi sidlani, okusemqoka kibo ukuthi
Nkosikona Diviti is the spokesperson of Ekaya Votes, Avote 2023 MAV. They are campaigning, trying to age the women, mostly, and the young folk, the youth, to go and register to vote.
Very interesting there. Maybe let's take a look at what's going on our social media platforms to just read some of the messages that we are receiving as we go into the program and continue on with our guests. We have Adalawe Gonyeti, Arukuti Sisima Velas Makadi Jenu, Jairo Sechingove, Arukuti Ngava Pinde Akem Komana, Nomen Kabanga, Arukuti Makadi SisiPJ, Ndinoku Zia Emuchiri KuZBC, Sisima Vimunofara Ere, Anzi ndinonzwa kufara kuti mutungamiri wenyika vachamisa vachange vari pa VOA ndokunge vakwanisa PJ saka apa vari kuvati mutungamiri wenyika asi toziva kuti mutungamiri webato re Citizens Coalition for Change saka kutaurawo kuri kuita kola vari pano Fungai Agnes Mushangwe ari kuti vari pano Bridget Chikata ari kuti makadi vashamarari ve Studio 7 ndiri kukuteererai ndiri kuno kumuzansi saka ndo zviri kunyorwa nevamwe vari pano tinokutenda ichaizvo uyezve tinokumbira kuti muwani kwemuchidzvanya pakanzi share kuitira kuti tiende tichiona takawanda uyezve tichitaura nevamwewo vari pano vanyarikani vedu vari pano I'm not sure if we still have Amai Valerio Timbonzwa kubva kwavari takamirira vamwe vanyarikani vedu Hello.
Ndichiriko.
Ehe. Mombo tita taura mai Valerio kuti chii chakaita kuti mufunge semudzimai kuti mutange rimwe bato. Tichiona kuti pari zvino tava kutopinda muma by-elections uyezve pane sarudzo huru ichange iriko muna 2023. Mune nguva here kuti muite gadziriro?
Nguva iriko nekuti hatina kutangira nhasi, takatangira muna 29 May 2021. Since that time, we've really been spending time, shaping and developing our organization. Juku famba nyika yose tichisangana nevanhu. Sangano wedu wasimuka, sure, juku manya nacho chini chochi. So I think although most people might see us as a new political party, we are much bigger than people realize. We have a database. We've been tracking the growth of our political party. We've been tracking the membership throughout Zimbabwe, and we are very confident that in terms of our membership, the voters will turn out. We will be able to make ourselves very visible in the 2022 by-election. I know kuti, pakutanga takangosarudza former constituencies, saka takamirira kuwadzana East. We have a very young candidate there. His name is David Kachidza, and he's 24 years old. But Munwa Anirudo Niwanwake, we've been very selective looking for candidates who really care about their constituency, who are from their own constituencies. That way we don't have representatives standing for MP who are disconnected from the voters. So these are people who are really standing for the people who are going to vote for them. MP candidate wedu anonzi Jarikai Mlambo. He happens also to be our chairperson, our national chairperson for United Zimbabwe Alliance. Gari Mlambo akambomirira muna 2018 as an independent candidate, so he's not new to the constituents. In his constituency, he's someone who people actually know. He's proven himself. Muna Anir Rudonewanu Futi, he's really been devoted to the people, to the voters in his area. And then we are also standing in Midland. Tinima constituency is two in Midland, Kukwekwe Central. We have a candidate for MP. His name is Lenin Zingire. And then we also have Gladys Mutunami. My youth, these are individuals who have spoken up and said, we want to see a very different Zimbabwe. We want to see a different community in the areas that they are representing. These are individuals who have lived with the difficulties that they've seen how life really is in those areas. We know in some of these constituencies, like even the most basic things like water is not available in some of these areas. So, we have selected and identified individuals who really represent the founding values of UNSA, people who will stand for us and truly demonstrate between now and the 2023 election, put them to action. See how they will change their own areas.
Mm-hmm. So have you had a chance to actually go out and have rallies like what we're seeing the Citizens Coalition for Change and doing and ZANU-PF doing and MDCT doing?
So we take a very different approach as UNSA. We've not really pursued rallies in the conventional way. What we are doing is we are forming citizens events where we bring together citizens at the grassroots level, at the community level, within the urban areas. And we meet with citizens and have them speak to us about what they want in their constituency. So whereas the norm has always been the politicians are telling the voters what they will do, we say the citizens should direct the future of Zimbabwe. So that we've got these citizens engagement platforms that we have carried out throughout Zimbabwe, but in particular, over the last few weeks, in those constituencies where we have by-elections, we've been meeting with small groups, a few hundred at a time, engaging with the voters, listening to them, having them share directly the vision that they have for their own community. We believe that it is not the politicians, the leaders of the community that should dictate what needs to be done. We want solutions which come from the people. And that, I think, is what we really need to focus on to change our country. We need to change the narrative for Zimbabwe. We need a Zimbabwe where the citizens are at the center for the first time in directing what the communities will become. And I think if you look at every constituency, every province, the needs are different. People want to do different things. And for us to become a sustainable economic environment, we need to make sure that we are actually equipping people on the ground to raise the bar in terms of the outcomes for their community.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Please stay on the line as we take on our other guests, because we have a few guests that are lined up. Over to you, PJ.
Yeah, lapho ke besizilaleleke unkosazana Elizabeth Valerio oyingumkhokheli welinye lamabandla asacathulayo angisalazi ibizo la ngkhona
United Zimbabwe Alliance.
United Zimbabwe. Ikho ke lapha ubesixoxela ke ubesichazisela ukuthi ibandla lakhe njengobani abalayo njalo balokhe besacathula kodwa ke bebehamba emizini lemizini bekhankasa besenzela ke ukuthi nana balungiselele ukhetho luka 2023 lalo bake kulibandla elitsha elikhokhelwa ngowesifazana. Says Lomunye umlalelo wethu.
Yes, I heard that. I think we have another guest. Let me just try and hear who they
Ignatius.
Are.
Ignatius.
Oh, yes, we have a guest. We have a guest who's actually from Chinoy, from Ward 4. Chinoy is standing in for ZANU-PF. Let's go to them, Mr. Ignatius. Let's hear from him. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for my day.
Yes, if you can tell us your name and which constituency you're standing in for and your party.
Okay. My name is Ignatius Rigaza. I'm standing in for councillor in Chinoy for ZANU-PF.
Yes, tell us a little bit. What are you promising the people of Chinoy that you're going to do that the other people that have been contesting for those for that same seat won't be able to do?
All right. Basically, the issue that is there is an issue of, it's service delivery. Because what the residents want right now are issues to do with supply, issues to do with roads, issues to do with sewer repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the basic issues that have been lacking from the councillor who was standing in for them. So that's why I'm coming in to sort out on those issues. Where there's been an outcry that the CCC candidate who has been there, he has virtually done nothing for them since 2018. He has not even held any meeting with the ward residents. So that's why I'm coming in and sorting out all the messes that he has provided to the residents.
Mumbo tuzai eva zvigadza kuti zvii zvitsva zvamukati muri kuunza imomo muchinoi kana muchinge masarudzwa sakanzura weward 4 zviri kunge zvisiri izvo zviri kupihwawo nevamwewo varimo tinoona kuti muri kukwikwidzana neve CCC veMDCT nemamwewo mapato
maita basa zvatiri kuona kuti tichida kuita isusu inyaya yekuti 1 chokutanga marodzi edu akashata zvisingaite munzvimbo yeward. Hatisi kumaintainerwa marodzi. Marodzi haasi kumaintainwa regulary. Zvekuti dzimwe rodzi kunzvimbo dzakaita sana Brundish vana imwe area inonzi Federation, mota hadzichafambiko and maresidensi anga asina kwokunochemera nokuti kansela wacho anga asingaende kwavari. Anga asingavapi ma answers on their challenges. So that's where I'll be coming in. And there are areas, I kind of say kubrudish again, and unyani, in the area, inonzi unyani, vura irikunesa kuwana, iko koko. But during my time, because I was their councillor from 2013 to 2018, and they were getting that the water supply during my time. So those are the areas that I'll be working on.
Aiwa tinotenda kuti makwanisa kunge muri pano pachirongwa chedu. Chimbobatai makadaro timboenda kune vamwe nekuti tinotema tisina kwatakarerekera uyezve tuda kupa mukana kuva maparty ese ari kupinda mumabai elections aya kuti vauyewo vachitaurawo kuti ivo zvii zvavakagadzirira kuti vange vachiitira vanhu vanovatsigira munharaunda dzavanogara. PJ.
Tinotenda.
Lowe munomzana Ignatius. Yenage ngoweza no PF obe kuluma lae SH noi ukona uyancintisa kuma by elections wona lawo ngakho ke lae ukankasela ukubana angeneke kukhetho lwama by elections ukuthi azanqobe lae kulungiselelwa njalo bacho njalo amabandla lawo ezombusazo ukuthi bona bayenza lokhu ukuthi babone ukuthenana nabapime ukuthi bezo i-temperature yokhetho luka-2023 nxa bengathola usekelo olukhulu kulolu khetho kutshengisa ukubana kuzavela-ke usekelo olukhulu ngokhetho luka-2023. It's a test case of these by-elections to the 2023 elections.
Yes, PJ, we've seen, you know, a lot of debates really going about, especially on social media regarding these by-elections, that they are going to be the litmus test as to what we are going to see happening during the elections. I understand we have a caller, PJ, go ahead.
Mr. Nomeni Kabanga, welcome to the program.
Yes, Nomen on the line.
Yeah. We are Kuluma Munotaura.
Dinotaura Ningakwazi Kuluma Puti.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nana uyakhuluma indimi zonke. Asiqaliseke ngesiNdebele ukuthi wena ubona njani ukhetho lololo amloma by elections lapho sokulungiselelwa sokusiywa sivele sesibhekane le touchline njengoba ukhetho lukhona ngomgcibelo usekelo akade beludinga ebantwini amabandla ehlukene.
Ehhe. Ya ngathi mina lento ama campaigns na mafuta elections lasizoba nawo next week ngomhlaka 26 March akahambe kahle hle ngenxa yokuthi bakhona abanye bayavumelwa ukuthi bayenze noma yini bayithandayo bayakwazi ukuthi bayenze laba campaign abo noma kuphi nasiphi isikhathi basithandayo. Bese kubuye abanye mabathi bazame ukuthi bathole indawo yokuthi bayenze ba-apply elihle bayazame ukuyenza nale ndlela kumele bayenze ngayo kutholakale ukuthi bona abavumelekile ukuthi bayenze like into sayibona egokhwe siyaphinda yenzeka emarondera nje indawo iningi. So lento le thina njengamaZimbabweans siyayazi ukuthi uhulumente wethu lo uphethe manje uZANU-PF yiyo indlela bayenza ngayo ukucindizela abanye abantu. Kusho ukuthi namanye amagama asinayo kahle kahle i-independence yeZimbabwe, awunayo i-choice yokuthi uyijuzele ukuthi wena udinga ukuthi abantu baphethe ezwe lethu leZimbabwe basiyenzeleni. Into bayiyenzayo mayingahambisane izinto zisifisayo makuthi uthi wena awuthi ngizame ngalana bese sewutholakala ungathi wena uyi-enemy of the state
of the people.
So lento le isiphatha kabi kakhulu njengamaZimbabweni.
Mm-hmm.
Ngoba manibona nje kahle ukuthi sigcine thina singasakwazi ukuthi sihlale ezweni lethu leZimbabwe azama sayo ukuthi siyothola imisebenzi nekwazi ukuphila nje kangcono kumanye amazwe.
Aha. Aiwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nezviri kuitika izvi mugadziriro yemaby elections maonero amuri kuita.
Yes. So chandinoshuvira ndechekuti vamunangagwa
mutunga miri wenyika vari ku parida kuti tirikuda runyararo tiri hurumende inofarira runyararo asi inini zvangu sekuona kwangu zvavari kuparidza hazvisirizvo zvavari kuita sevakuru vehurumende nenyaya yekuti zvakaitika pana Moneni kukwekwe handina kunzwa pavakataura anything kukondona etikirikini that issue yekuti munhu akarasiwa neupenyu then after ihigh court yabvumira TCC kuti ive nerai kugokwe akaonekwa kwakazara mapurisa achidzivisa dzvari iyoyo kudai vamunangagwa vakatiwo kuti nemapurisa zvavaiita vakava ndingiri namisa kuti sezvo vazhinji vezanupiefu vachitaura kuti isusu hatikontroli mapurisa but president I think kuti vane simba rokuti vati no mapurisa zvamaita hazvisirizvo chiningazvifambise nenzira yakadai yakadai zvinhu zvifambise at least paratidze a little bit of transparency pane zvinhu zvese zviri kuitwa kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi nekuti Zimbabwe chokwadi chokwadi iri kuda kuvakwa iye zvino ZANU-PF inotipromisa zvinhu kuti tichamuitirai zvakati nezvakati nezvakati and these things have been promised since 1980 some of the things zvakaitika zvimwe zvezvinhu hazvina kukwanisa kuitika saka tirikutiwo isusu zvatinenge zvinge zvichishuvira hurumende kuti iitire nyika ngaiite yakabatana nevanhu kwete kuti kana munhu kana vamwe vanhu vafunga kuti no hurumende yedu iyi hatisi kuona zvairi kutiitirai ngatimbozama apa vakunzi vanhu ivavo vavavengi venyika
aiwa tinokutendai chaizvo nekutipawo pfungwa dzenyu vanomen kabanga vanga vari kutaura nesu vari kusouth africa asiri sekutaura kwataita tichiri kuedza kuti tibate vanelson chamisa veccc asi semunhu ari kufamba kubva kumasvingo vachidzokera kwavari kuenda ndofunga nhare dzavo dziri kutinetsei nekuti tambenge tavabata but pataedza kuti tibva tavaisa panhare dzabva dzadonha tanga tiri kufanira zvakare kunge tiina vachris mutsvangwa vanova ivo mutauriri wezano pf but vazowanikwa vachiuya kunepfenyuro dzedu vachizotaura kuti havachakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa kuti tiwanikwe tichipa balance pane zvatinenge tiri kutaura asi tiri kuenderera mberi tichange zvakare tichida kunzwa kuti madzibaba veshanduko tichaedza kuti tibate mudzimai wavo ari kutaura iye kuti anga ainavo nhasi kuchipatara uyezve achitaura kuti zviri kufamba sei pamusoro peutano hwavo pj
ye hoti kwamanje ngithathele lithuba ke ukuthi ngikhangele labo abasilandelayo ababukele lolu hlelo lusiya phambili emoyeni kulo Peter Ntini yena-ke uphongubhala wathi ccc uNathaniel Maphani Ncube uthi hhayi ngaza ke ngikukhulume lokhu okubhalileyo uthi uRichard Moyo uthi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngalolu hlelo uMaxine Eninyathi uthi owe-ccc uthi yena kuthiwa this time tired of brutally ZANU PF D-Nation Dini Majola yena-ke uthi lo kade khuluma umthungameli omutsha umkhokheli omutsha webandla elitsha unkosazana Elizabeth Valerio she's bringing more division in Zimbabwe. Coincidentally, she's using the color yellow in a desperate attempt to confuse the voters. She is Ugrigory Jassy, which she is the new kid on the block to take ZANU-PF voters. Anyway, good luck, Tete Elizabeth. Cindy Sobepe, siyangena njalo, siyongena nesisi, siqala ngawo ama-by-election. UNathaniel Maphani Ncube Maxine Eninyathi izadliwa kakhulu iZANU-PF kethiwe bebe wena-ke wakonyathi uchamisa eyigula ngani ngempilo yakho njengoba azaletha abanye bakhe from eHarare uTarisai Kawonde is watching Zindlovu Sekai Masango Kitso Agreement Moyo Tavikaya bonke lava kuti nje isikhathi sethu asavumi kade ngenza ukuthi ngithi fakani inombolo zenu zocingo silifone silifonele. Yeah. Marvelous. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we think we have a caller from South Africa. Vanenge va mufundisi Richard Moyo regaita kutambira pachirongwa.
Makadiko tete.
Hai watiri wadi tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ina ndina zvangu pfungwa dzakawanda. Chandinongoda ndoda kungonamatira zvangu sarudzo dzirikuitwa pamusi wemugovera idzo. Kuti dai dzikafamba zvakanaka ndicho chinhu chandinongoda kungoita zvangu nguva diki diki ndidzo pfungwa dzangu dzemunamato chete. Kuti sarudzo dziitwe murunyararo kuvanhu vose vachave vanovhoterwa nevachavhota vacho. Vavhotere pavanoda vakasununguka, saka ndina kuti ndo chinhu chandinoda kungoita zvangu. In 30 seconds chemunamato 30 seconds ngokumbira Mwari nokuti
achibva maita munamato mufundisi tibva taenda kune vamwe
zvakanaka regai ndinamate musare nyivo mwana kumana mweya musvene shoma simbo ose Jehovha Kristu Nazareta baba tinonamata manyero ano baba wokudenga tarisai sarudzo dzenyika yedu yezimbabwe dzasvika musi wemugovera wacharatarisa tinozva sarudzo dzemedu Jehovha dzine kuchema nokushungurudzika kuzhinji kwevazhinji vamwe vachitadza kuvurara mudzimba mwe vachiurawa tinongokumbira mweya wenyu Mwari utungamire nokugonera kuti sarudzo dzoitwa baba dzikwe zvakanaka tizotingodinga panoitwa refu. Umwe achakunda, umwe acharuza, umwe naumwe anenge akunda anenge aruzwa ngagamuchire musimba nemudu nokusingaperi mweya musina waMwari. Haleluya, amen.
Aiwa, mabva maita chaizvo zvakanaka. Tinokutendai mufundisi Richard Moyo vawanikwa vachimbotipa munamato wokuti ipo pasawanikwe paine yatingati mhirizhonga panguva yemabai elections aya achange ariko nemusi weSaturday. Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo. Regai tione kuti pane vamwe vari kunyora zvakare paVOA show. Nhanzi naDavid Maduyana, I'm watching ndiri kuno kuSouth Africa. Ndokutaura kwari kuita Mike. Vamwe vakawanda vari kuti tatakamirira kuti tinzwe kuti zviri kunzi chii pachirongwa chenyu, asi aiwa tiri kuedza nhare, tiri kuedza kuti tione kuti tingabata here vanyarikani vedu vatanga tataura kuti tinenge tiinavo ipo pano kuti tienderere mberi. Asi tinokutendai nekuti munogara muchititsigira zuva nezuva pano pachirongwa chedu. Uyezve sekutaura kwandaita ndambenge ndichitaura nemudzimai wamadzibaba veshanduko vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa murume wavo akanga ari kurwadzikana iro muzuva nhasi kudai, asi tamboedza kuti tivapindowo pachirongwa tichaona kuti kana nguva isati yadyanana tinogona kuvawana here. PJ.
Lapho ke umfundisi Richard Moyo asisamnikanga ithuba lokuthi akhulume ngesiNdebele, kodwa ke ngumsekelo omkhulu weStudio 7 sivane ukukhuluma laye kuliviki ephelileyo sikhulume laye njalo. Lapho ke simuzwe enika umthandazo wokuthandazela ukhetho lwethu olwamabhayi elections olwenziwa mhlaka 26 Mbimbitho kungomgqibelo, njengoba kathesi ke sokuyivele selidumela emasumpeni ukuthi line izulu, ngoba vele imikhankaso yonke leyi isizagcina kuyona le impela sonto enxenye engangena ngomvulo ngolwesibili, kodwa ke hhayi selidumela emasumpeni sokulokhelo. Yeah. Hansi pane mumwe mutereri ari kuMozambique, Try More Stole.
Ehe, regai tinzwe kuti vari kuti chiyalom koma Try More Stole.
Makasimba here pete.
Aiwa, takasimba, taurai tinzwe.
Ndinoona pamboita bidi yaita kwamuri handidi. Tema yanga ichitambiswa nevana. Ini ndiri kuno kuMozambiki.
Orait. Ehe. Kwakadii kuMozambiki? Taurai tinzwe, muri kuona sei nyaya yesarudzo?
Nyaya yesarudzo dzekumusha tiri kutotambura kudai kuno, kudai kuno tiri kusango, kudai dai tanga tiri kumusha kwedu kuZimbabwe adhawaichada tikwanise kuvaka misha dzedu.
Aiwa,
kutambura kwenyika yedu iyoyo tatambudzika zvichingaitiva.
Asi makanyoresa kuvhota here?
Ya, takarejista, ndakabva kurejista manje manje apo.
Aiwa, pakanaka pakadaro. Chitipai mazwi enyu ekupedzisira.
Manje kupedzisira ndiri kudai zvinhu zvakwanisa kuita kuti Zimbabwe isununguke tione rugare munyika medu. Ndatambura kuona tichishandira kunze kudai kwenyika hazvinakidziba. Zvinonakidza kuti tione kuti tichishandira munyika medu muZimbabwe tichisimudzira nyika yedu. manje nemamiriro akaita chimiro chiri kuZimbabwe hazvi kutombofamba zvachose.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo kola, muve nezuva rakanaka kuMozambique kwamuruko.
Thank
you so much. Akola, we're hearing there, PJ from our caller in Mozambique. He's saying that, you know, his wish is to actually go back home because things are not moving very well in Mozambique. But he's also saying, lamenting that, but the situation that he's seeing at home is also not looking very good. But he wishes that he will go back to Zimbabwe and vote, you know, in the next year's elections.
Home is best.
Yes. That's correct.
Everyone, even in the diaspora, they are all wishing they could just go back home and vote and for the government that they wish.
Yes, correct.
And for the people that they wish to be leading them.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And with a few minutes left of our broadcast, we are hoping against hope that we'll be able to get through. We were hoping that we were going to be able to get through to the guests that we had promised, but we have, like what we said, Mrs. Valerio, who is still here. My Valerio, imbozo kaisho kare pachirongwa.
Thank you very much. Ndanzwana shoka nga chishawra ni ma voters, and there are a couple of things I want to just address. Panya, comment on the face, I think on social media. We used the color that was selected by Triple C. I want to just set the record straight on that one. 29 May 2021. Our colors have always been the same. We use yellow, we use brown, we use green. Most of our T-shirts have always been yellow. So I just want to set that record straight. Mm-hmm. But then also, you know, we've got citizens who are all over the world right now. So we are looking forward to a day where we will have a very different Zimbabwe. As Uza Jatinoti, we are a non-violent political party. As I said, we have citizens events. We went to Chemanza, ground in Tafara. We are saying, please, let's enable every citizen to have a choice, to make a choice for the future government that they want. We want to make sure that come 2022, we have an entire new government for the people of Zimbabwe. We are committed to building Zimbabwe with the citizens of Zimbabwe. Because up to now, we have not seen the Zimbabwe that we want.
Ndombo kubatai muromo ipapo wa mai Valerio, mataura imi kuti makashungu rudzwa nezuru. Asipane mamu wanyora pa social media, anzi, kuti pati ya isi project ya zano PF RSA ya zowani kwa ichi tangwa utaa kushika kumagumo pa Facebook page yeda.
Inini nyaya yangu ya gatangira muna 2020. Ndaka ruisa na neungumende yoyu. Nukizine safari yangu iliku wange. Machina anga api nda chila kutora Wange National Park for coal mining. Nika simu zira. Community yedu kuchichini sejanga shichitwa ni urumende yoyi. I am not a ZANU-PF project. We are not affiliated with ZANU. We will never join CORLAS. Saga, isusu drukto ona ma attacks arukuya kwa tiri from Triple C. My members at Triple C, if you look at our social media platform, they are attacking us as if though we don't have the right to be part of this democratic space. We are being attacked by ZANU-PF. So as a new political party, we are saying, please, let the citizens choose the future government that they want. As Uza, we are very committed, very determined to make sure that we will have a very different Zimbabwe. Come 2023, Tichamirira, my constituency is awesome, and we will ensure that we have leaders that represent the people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, PJ. If you can just maybe have a few words before we wind down our broadcast.
This was lo benkunkosikazi Elizabeth Valerio owebandla elichacha ele United Zimbabwe Alliance lapho bekhuluma ngenjongo yabo njalo ikhuluma ukuthi kunje bayahlaselwa ngapha langapha.
on that note, unfortunately, we have no extra time, just like what we're seeing as the elections are coming to a draw with the March 26th by-election. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are thanking our guests who are here with us.
Lamu Praxitis Jeremiah and Sitilelani.